This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Friend of the show, and in my opinion, the world's top male dating expert, the Guy Player, is on the phone with us. Guy Player, hello. How are you, man?
Wonderful. How are you, Chris?
Well, Guy Player, I'm good. It was good to meet you last week. Kira, we had a power lunch.
Did you hang out?
That's right.
Did he give you some tips, Chris?
Well, look, I mean, I need all the help I can get with this kind of stuff. And yes, he
did. Did you talk about me?
You did come up briefly. It would only in what we think of you as a very admirable and a wonderful woman.
You're tripping over your words, which means you're lying to me.
We were very respectful.
Oh, so now he's teaching you how to lie, Chris. Oh, that's great.
Well, obviously I didn't do a very good job.
Galway
Player, how are you, man?
Really good now. Really good week. Great to catch up with you. Yeah, good old chat. I think we sorted out a lot of the ills of the world. And, you know, it's good to have, you know, two of the legends of the of this county of ours, you know, catching up.
You like hit the nail on the head there, Guy Player. I mean, we really should be in the UN or something. With what we know about the world and politics.
Oh, my God,
and
I can't listen to this. I really can't.
Well, look, Guy Player, you come on every week.
We should have had someone take Levine. Like, you could have sold that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree. You should have had a pictures, like an exclusive meeting of you and I. I think it would have commanded a lot of money. Like, you know, when two world leaders meet or something.
I really don't think so.
It would have been on the front of the Boston Globe. But look, Guy Player, you are on. You come on every week because you are a player. In the words of many, mine included, you are Ireland's top male dating expert. You have a website, which is GuyPlayer.com. You have a Twitter, which is at GuyPlayer. And of course, you are a published author. Your book is Shift and Drift, The Guy Player's Guide to Dating. Now, Guy Player, you come on every week. You give us advice on how we can be players such as yourself. Ladies, I say this every week as well. This is not a wasted experience for ye, because ye are in the, like, this is like getting to hear the strategy of the other team. This is like hearing the team talk of the, you know, people you're about to go play a match against. This is not a wasted experience for anybody. Guy Player, what are we going to learn about this week?
Okay, well, this week talk about, I saw an article in a paper yesterday condemning porn as one of the problems that relationships are facing today, okay?
So porn is one of the biggest problems a relationship is facing?
Yes. So, you know, did a bit of research on it, and it was basically outlining the numerous problems that it brings up in a relationship if the male or female watches too much porn. Basically, it raises a lot of issues.
What did it say the main problems were? Hold on a second. What are the problems with porn? I take it it's all the man's fault, isn't it?
Well, 73% of men and 2 to 1, basically. But what it's saying is, in the relationship, that it breaks trust, right? It creates comparisons. It destroys self-esteem. It creates unreal expectations. It destroys intimacy. It creates shame. It's addictive. And it never satisfies, okay?
I don't know.
These are all interesting and rather valid points. But I have come up with a number of popular outlets and hobbies that people have, which I think tick the boxes higher than porn.
In those traits, in terms of, like, as in being unrealistic. Okay, sure.
Exactly.
Fair enough. So you're saying there's things that are more damaging than pornography that also have all of those traits.
Yes, exactly. And they don't have the positives. Watching porn is obviously very good for stress relief.
Sure.
Helps you fall asleep.
Releases endorphins. Absolutely.
Improves your immune system.
It does.
Prevents cancer.
It's a decongestant.
It improves your mood.
Yeah, those are all true things. Absolutely.
And that was on a video that I clicked into. Thank God I said in the office what I was going to talk about tonight on the show, because I just said to one of the guys, I'm going to talk about porn addiction on the show tonight. And then I turned on, clicked into this link, and it said, here are the benefits of masturbation, roaring out on my computer in a very quiet office.
Oh,
would
dear.
Have been very awkward.
Oh, wow.
But they're used to me looking up funny types. So, right, they are the negatives that it's claiming porn has.
Sure.
I've outlined some of the positives. But here are some of the things that I think are actually worse for a relationship than porn.
Sure, go
first
on.
One, Instagram, okay?
Okay.
So talk about creating comparisons. So you're looking at your photos of a night out, it's not as good. You're looking at photos of a bedroom, it's not as good. Destroys your self-esteem. You think you look lovely on a night out, and then you see this other bitch, and she looks absolutely amazing in her photo.
Yeah.
She has filtered the bejesus out of that photo. That's why she's looking well, but you're feeling crap about yourself. You shouldn't. It creates unreal expectations again.
Hey, that sounds kind of like what they say is wrong with porn. I hear
this
you.
Is exactly
yeah,
it.
I hear what you're going for.
But is that not just social media in general?
No, I think Instagram in particular, because Snapchat, I mean, if you look at Chris's Snapchat, for example, that's very real. That's getting to see, you know, who he is on,
I
on
look
a
very
deeper level.
In fairness, on Snapchat most of the time. I think that's what Guy Play is going for.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And all of these, like, you know, the likes of SoSumi, all of these fantastic bloggers that are on Snapchat, you get to see the real them. So there is, I think Instagram is the, you know, has hit a the peak of manipulating things to look better, much, much better than they are.
I know what you're saying.
Like,
but
porn,
like anybody with half a brain will realize that you know it's filtered within an inch of its life, because that's what that's why people are on Instagram, so you can filter things.
Exactly, and anyone with half a brain knows that porn isn't real life.
There you go.
So when people are criticizing,
I was actually very surprised about the negativity towards porn.
Exactly.
Everyone really likes porn.
No, but like. Obviously, I'm open-minded or whatever. There is unrealistic expectations out of porn or whatever. But that was a big, massive list that I kind of didn't agree with, I have to say.
I hear you. Well, good. Okay, at least we're working towards a common goal here. So, Guy Player, what else is worse than porn based on these criteria?
Rom-coms.
They create ridiculous expectations. I agree. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Nonsensical. Talk about creating comparisons. Destroying your self-esteem. Now, a lot of my friends tell me, bring girls to see a rom-com and you have Channing Tatum there on the screen or any Tom Hardy, any of these really hot guys, and they feel shit about themselves. Obviously, I'm on a par with most of these guys,
yeah.
So I don't mind. But you know, it's damaging your self-esteem. It's creating unreal
expectations. Well, then, let's not ever go to the movies.
I would prefer if you ladies didn't, because
you know
it makes
what I mean?
Me
I'm
feel
sorry,
damaged.
I don't think that's a good point.
It lowers my self-esteem.
That's crazy. Let's just not go to the movies then, though, and
yeah.
never
like
watch
Christian
a movie
Grey,
ever again.
Bringing a girl on a helicopter ride across the states, and you're bringing her home in a Toyota Corolla.
See, that's
exactly.
Christian Grey's a multi-billionaire, and you know, I mean, that's an unrealistic expectation.
Like, you're ashamed of yourself. You know, you feel bad. You see all these sex scenes in the movies, and they're so romantic and they're so well done. We all know that sex is nothing like that. Pump and dump, get in,
yeah,
do the job.
Absolutely.
Whereas it's making it out to be this gorgeous, beautiful, romantic thing. We all know that, you know, it's a fumble, a squeak, but it's, you know, squirting, whatever.
And those films are designed to appeal to women, absolutely.
Obviously, yeah, completely.
Sure. And they do create unrealistic expectations of how all that goes down. Most definitely. You're dead right, Goy Player, just in a different context. But you're spot on so far. I mean, any of the negative criticisms levelled at pornography, you can also level at Instagram or at rom-coms, funnily enough. Are there any other things that are worse than porn?
Disney movies.
Yes,
Disney
amen.
Disney movies.
100%.
That is what has ruined. It starts and gets them when they're young. That's the problem. The fertile young minds, they're always looking for Prince Charming. So your Prince Charming should be able to speak a number of languages. He should be fit. He should be intelligent. He should be athletic. He's all of these things. And it doesn't matter if you're an absolute mess sitting on the couch in your Penny's pyjamas. You should be able to get this dream man, which no man can realistically get.
Yeah.
This is worse than porn, because you're not watching porn until you're at a level where you can appreciate that it's a bit of fantasy. It's not
I think as
real
well, though,
life.
I think as well that these cartoons have moved on. These animated movies have moved on. Like Frozen, which has been the biggest film of the last 2.5 years, whatever. The main kind of idea about Frozen was the love and friendship between two sisters.
Or that all men are idiots.
I didn't watch Frozen. You see, Guy Player immerses himself in all forms of art to really...
Great movie. Take all these things. Like, look at The Little Mermaid. In Hans Christian Andersen's original book, she commits suicide and he goes off and marries... Prince Charming goes off and marries someone else. But then Disney...
That's not very
makes
Disney,
it all
is it?
Cute,
yeah,
and happy ever after. So you're getting them young. So this is what I'm saying. It's damaging... Like, you know, they say Playboy damages guys and Playboy... women for men, and Disney ruins men for women.
Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with that. Both create a very artificial view of the opposite sex. Do you not think, Dogir? Do you not think they both...
I think that when we were younger, yeah, there was these really old stereotypes when it came to animated cartoons. But as I was trying to make my point, I think that's changing now completely. And it has been for the past 10 years. So the future generation probably won't be as immersed in that whole idea of Prince Charming as, let's say, the generations before were.
You're all fecked, though, because you all grew up on that. I mean, you're around another 100 years. Do you know what I mean?
Realistically.
Another 100 years. Wow.
For all intents and purposes, like, you know, that generation won't have died out for, you know, another... another century.
You get to the stage though when you realise that life is not a fairy tale.
When life beats the shit out of you,
exactly.
And then you realise, oh wow, none of this is true.
Exactly.
I hear you. Galway player, look, you've made a lot of sense tonight. I know you're very busy. I know you're actually out at something at the moment. He lives a very active life. But look, Galway player, as always, I have to say, those are some very solid points. I mean, you can't argue that the criteria that people use to criticise pornography can in fact be applied to a lot of other things that we all consume on a daily basis. I mean, you're not wrong. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I don't see the benefit. See, what I'm saying is, I'm on Instagram. You know, Gore's Lair, follow me on Instagram. You'll see loads of cool stuff. What's happening in my really cool life. But I just don't see the benefits. Okay, I've got a few women out of it. But overall, compared to watching pornography. So what they're saying is, pornography ruins relationships. I disagree. I think that there are things in relationships that are far worse and far more damaging that people need to open their eyes and look at in a different way.
Okay, well look, there we go. What would those be? Rom-coms and those things, like as in that kind of stuff?
Instagram, rom-com, fast food. I mean, you know, that's another thing. Sneaky burgers, pizzas, all this, you know, never looks like it does in the ads.
Oh,
and, you know, creating shame in people, all this kind of stuff.
Jeez, you're right. Women's you can pretty much apply, you know, that the criteria of pornography to anything remotely good or enjoyable in life.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jesus. You know, pornography shouldn't be singled out like that. I hear you. Look, Galway player, I know you do have to go. So look, your Twitter is @GalwayPlayer. Your website is GalwayPlayer.com, GalwayPlayer.com. And of course, you are a published author. Your book is Shift and Drift, A Galway Player's Guide to Dating. Galway player, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Pleasure, as always.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.